News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The tidal wave of illegal immigrants crashing the southern border since President Biden took office shows no sign of slowing. In fact, the year's largest migrant caravan is crossing Mexico, heading north right now. 6,000 people determined to illegally enter the U.S. And it's against that backdrop that the Biden team looks to Mexico to stem the migrant surge.
A top U.S. delegation plans to meet today with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, who says he's willing to help the flow of migrants at the U.S. border from getting worse, but he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, two of the top centers of migrants, and he says he wants to see more development aid for the region. This month, as many as 10,000 migrants were arrested daily at the southwest U.S. border, and Mexican industries were stung last week when the U.S. briefly closed two vital Texas railway crossings, arguing that Border Patrol agents had to be reassigned to deal with the surge. I'm Donna Warder.
Congressional talks on immigration set to resume virtually today following a Christmas break. Republicans so far standing firm on their demand for genuine border security before they'll consider additional aid for Ukraine and Israel. And they insist they do not want more money to speed the processing of illegal aliens into the country. Vowing to crush Hamas and prevent future terror attacks on civilians, Israel has intensified its offensive in central and southern Gaza, not far from a giant refugee camp. There have been more retaliatory U.S. airstrikes on rebel targets in Iraq. The Iranian-backed rebels have repeatedly attacked American military personnel in the region since the start of the war in Gaza. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 10 points, NASDAQ futures up 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of America First, which is why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use code Gorka. Join me. Make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Just in time for your New Year's Eve celebrations, especially if folks are driving into town and have to park. A reminder, MGM Resorts has increased its self-parking rates on its 9 strip properties. MGM confirms that the rates on all of its properties have been raised to $18. That's Monday through Thursdays. Fridays through Sundays, $23 a day. MGM has also dropped the 1 to 4 hour and 4 to 24 hour rates. It was back in 2016. MGM was the first company to charge for self-parking, with other companies quickly following suit. As of today, only Treasure Island, better known as TI, Circus Circus, and Casino Royale offer free parking on the Las Vegas Strip. With Christmas celebrations now said and done, it might be a good time to recycle the Christmas Tree Springs Preserve and the Christmas Tree Recycling Committee. They are offering more than 30 locations throughout the Vegas Valley where you can recycle your tree for free. Now, that program runs through January 15th. It's already underway and has drop-off locations in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Summerlin, and Henderson. Now, before recycling, you need to make sure all the decorations and tree stands have been removed. Trees that have been sprayed with artificial snow, better known as frocking, well, they cannot be recycled. You cannot take your tree to a drop site. The folks that move it will move it for $25. And no one won Powerball for Christmas, which means tonight's drawing, it'll be worth $685 million, a lump sum payout of nearly $345 million if you take it all in one sum. Tickets are a couple of bucks each, not sold here in the Silver State because lotteries are not legal here. The Lotto store in Prim, just across the Nevada state line, is the closest location in which to buy a ticket. You got to play to win, right? Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
I never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
They're still on the go up and down the resort corridor right now. We are expecting fewer cars on the road today. Usually see that the week between Christmas and New Year's Eve. So no accidents to report on the freeways. Working one injury accident on the west side on Rainbow just north of Charleston. Partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures today afternoon. Highs topping out in the upper 50s. Only 41 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, December 27th. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock this morning. You have come to the right place, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. It is a Wednesday that feels like a Monday for a lot of folks that took yesterday off. We are ready to rock and roll. We're going to talk a lot about what happened with UNLV and my Kansas Jayhawks. I went to KU back in the day. We'll talk about that at length. But first of all, I want to check in. This is kind of the week that we take a look back at 2023 and ahead to 2024. It's a presidential election year. We'll talk a lot about what's going on there. But joining us now, Stephen Williford. He's been on with us before. Always good to have him with us. He's a spokesman for Gun Owners of America. You want to talk about an organization that fights the good fight for our Second Amendment rights. This is it, Gun Owners of America. Stephen Williford, good to have you with us. How was your holiday?
It was great. We really enjoyed it. Beautiful here in South Central Texas as it is there in Vegas. You're in Vegas, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Coming to see you guys real soon. We're coming to the SHOT Show. Going to be signing my book at the SHOT Show.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I think that's great. That's a great event. Here in Las Vegas. Let me just ask you, because in looking back, it's been kind of a mixed bag for those of us that support the Second Amendment. Can you talk a little bit about some of the victories? I know that on January 1st, Governor Gavin Newsom's controversial SB2 was set to go into effect all across California, restricting the rights of concealed carry
or constitutional carry. Can you talk a little bit about the good, the bad, the ugly? This was a good one, I think, right?
Yeah, we've overturned that, and you know, the fight will go on because they'll appeal stuff. But the Supreme Court right now is really good for us, and you know, we would prefer that to fight these things in legislation and get them stopped in legislation, and before we have to fight them and take them to the courts. But you know, in cases like with Gavin Newsom, where they just decide, you know, as a governor, that they just decide that they're going to say, well, you know, you can't carry in these sensitive places and stuff, and they just put a long list of sensitive places, and then we have to fight it in the courts, you know. And, you know, just like in Illinois and other places, we're fighting this. In New Mexico, their governor put a temporary ban just because she could just decide temporary ban, call it an emergency, on any place that even if you had a permit to carry, then you couldn't carry anywhere. And we fought that, and we got that overturned, and we got a lawsuit against her for that. And the state's attorney general has said that he's not even going to defend her, you know. So in Illinois, they tried the assault weapons ban, and we got a judge to agree with us. And right now that's in litigation, because what happened with that was, is they appealed it to en banc and goes on to the, state Supreme Court, and two of their judges for the state Supreme Court got $7 million for their campaign by the governor. And so they should have recused themselves, and they overturned that by 4-3 vote. And now we have filed to get an emergency relief for that. And the Supreme Court said that they're going to hear it like on the 5th, and they weren't going to hear it before then. And on the 1st, it goes into effect. So people could be arrested and charged for having AR-15s and standard capacity magazine bans from the first to the 5th. But we're fighting that too, you know. So we've got our hands in on all of them. And just recently, there in California, you mentioned Gavin Newsom, California. We got a judge that overturned their assault weapons ban. And now there's been appealed and stuff. And the judge even mentioned what happened to me on page 69 of his finding when he overturned the assault weapons ban there in California. And they've appealed it, and it's still in effect for now, but we're fighting that there also.
Steven, let me ask you, why is it that states seem to be putting up these gun restrictions that clearly violate the Constitution and the Second Amendment? I mean, this seems like it should be a slam dunk, but for those on the left and those who want to take away our gun rights, it doesn't seem to work that way with them.
Well, they're all bent on control, and this is about control. They can't control this nation. As our founding fathers understood it, they can't control this nation as long as we have the ability to fight and defend ourselves against a tyrannical government, even. And that's the thing is, you know, look at every socialist country, and that's what they want is a socialist country. Before they really go full-on socialism, they have to take away your rights to own a gun. They did it in Venezuela, and then they turned around, confiscated all the firearms, and then they ran over people with tanks. You know? Look at Russia. They did it. Germany. Yeah, people don't understand. Stalin murdered more people than Adolf Hitler did. So Russia, Germany, Mao Zedong in China, it happens every time. They take away your guns. Human nature never changes. They take away your guns, and then they want to rule over you, and when they can't, they start murdering people.
Again, Stephen Willifer joining us from Gun Owners of America. I got to ask you, though, in states where they set up these gun restrictions, it doesn't help the killing spree that is going on in our major cities. Can you talk a little bit about what the result of some of these states that have enacted gun restrictions? Has it cut down on crime?
Actually, it has raised crime everywhere. All the states and all the big cities that have the most restrictions are actually the cities that have the most violence and the most violent deaths, you know, because criminals don't have to fear the people with their own guns. And, you know, they talk so many times to criminals, and criminals say they don't fear the police. They fear the armed citizen. When they go to do their crime, police are minutes away. And the armed citizen is who can stop a violent attack quicker. You are your own first responder. When seconds count, police are minutes away. In Sutherland Springs, the police were 7 minutes behind me. When the shooter was killing people, I ran over with my rifle. Police were 7 minutes behind me. The people in that church didn't have another 7 minutes.
Wow. Tell me about the book. And is it out yet, or is it in the process of?
It is out. It's A Town Called Sutherland Springs. And if you are fortunate enough to be able to go to the SHOT Show on Wednesday and Friday, Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be signing my book and giving it out at the SHOT Show. It's A Town Called Sutherland Springs. You can find it on Amazon. And please go to Amazon and buy my book. It talks about the most beautiful little community that you've ever thought about living in. Sutherland Springs is under 600 people in total, and I'm fourth generation in Sutherland Springs. This is my community, and I love it. And talks about some of the people that we lost in the church and their lives, and what the families wanted people to know about their loved ones. But A Town Called Sutherland Springs. And again, at like 3 o'clock on 2 days during SHOT Show, we're going to be giving away my book. I'm going to be signing it.
That is great. That is absolutely great. I want to kind of cycle ahead. We're ready for 2024. Well, not all of us are ready, but it's going to be there before you know it. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges, some of the states that are going to be hanging fire as far as the Second Amendment? Because you know they're going to keep testing the Second Amendment.
Well, we have already, during 2023, December 2023, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear, and they heard arguments about the bump stock ban. And so they've already heard the arguments, and their ruling is supposed to come out in early summer on the bump stock ban. And we are confident they'll overturn the bump stock ban. And right along with that, because they use Chevron deference to overturn or to ban the bump stock, they also use the same thing on the pistol braces, and we're pretty confident that we've already got a stay on the pistol braces nationwide, meaning if you have an AR-15 that's a short barrel pistol, you can actually put your pistol brace back on now, because we fought that and we've got a stay for it for now. So that's some of the battles. And the Freeman receiver ruling that the ATF just decided that they were going to put into effect. We've got that. So we're fighting that also. We're fighting, again, in so many states. And if we get the Supreme Court to listen about the so-called assault weapons ban, if we can get it up to the Supreme Court and overturn it, it will be nationwide. So these are things that we're working on. We truly believe it shall not be infringed. Means exactly what it says, shall not be infringed.
Stephen, if folks want to help you in your fight to preserve the Second Amendment, where can they go? How can they find you? How can they help you?
Please go to gunowners.org. Gunowners.org and sign up. It's a $25 annual membership. And of course, we have Patriot membership and we also have a Life membership. But $25, if you go to Starbucks coffee a couple of times in the morning, and which I don't suggest you do because they're very liberal, but if you do, you buy two cups of coffee. You could have bought a membership with that and could have been in the fight. Please go to gunowners.org, join in the fight, and let's win this thing.
Stephen, my thanks to you and all the folks at Gun Owners of America. You do such a great job, and you fight the good fight each and every day in legislatures all across the United States. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great holiday, and have a happy new year, a happy 2024. I think it's going to be a good one. Thank you so much, my friend.
God bless.
There you go. Stephen Williford, the spokesman for Gun Owners of America. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just to just get a job.
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hallo, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, we were enjoying a wonderful Christmas holiday. And by the way, I want to thank Andy Vieira, Mark Thomas. They were on the job rolling the best of to you on Monday and Tuesday. We are back with a live show today, and we're so excited. But thanks to Andy and Mark and giving up their holiday to make sure you were entertained over the Christmas break. While all this was happening... there is a war that is going on in Israel, and it's not stopping for the holidays. It did not stop this holiday, and it will not stop over the New Year's holiday. Mike Waltz is a congressman from Florida. He is a veteran and really a smart dude when it comes to warfare. He was on with Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News Channel because the question that I keep getting asked by folks Jewish and non-Jewish, how does this war end? I mean, is it going to be a truce? Is there going to be a ceasefire? Exactly what is victory going to look like? This was Brett Baer with Mike Waltz on Fox yesterday.
How do you think this war with Hamas ends? How do you think this all plays out as far as how long Israel has to be on the ground inside Gaza?
Well, look, in the short term, Bibi Netanyahu has made it clear that this is existential for Israel, and he's laid out three conditions. One, Hamas has to be destroyed. Two, Gaza has to be demilitarized. A lot of questions on whether Israel is going to occupy, some international force is going to occupy, like how that's going to happen. And then three, the Palestinian Authority has to be de-radicalized. Obviously, even bigger question marks there. I hope with Hamas gone that the Gulf allies in the region, the Saudis and the Emiratis in particular, will take a larger role alongside what Qatar has normally done. But again, Brett, Israel is just going to be mowing the grass in Gaza. It's going to grow back. Terrorism is going to come back as long as Iran is flush with cash. So the biggest thing the administration could do to help Israel is do a 180 reverse course on its Iran policy, go back to maximum pressure, and dry up their coffers that are fueling terrorism across the region.
You know, that last list you said of Bibi Netanyahu wanting to de-radicalize Gaza, de-radicalize the Palestinians. I mean, you were a Green Beret in Afghanistan, and it's pretty tough to do, to de-radicalize any population, especially when you're engaged in fighting that is almost creating more radical terrorists at the time.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, that's going to have to get to the current leadership of the Palestinian